What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, October 24th, 2012, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow Hump Friday, and another weekend. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, managing the warp drive, speeding the hamster, and ready to answer the calls when you call on in with your observations as to what is going on here. A reminder, RBN is still in the final throes, as it were, of their fundraising drive. Very, very close now to reaching their goal to get new equipment, replace old equipment, get the message out more and more places. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. Now, in their desperation to not talk about the wars, the real reasons for the economic problems, obeisance to Israel. Actually, no, they talk about obeisance to Israel. This last debate seemed more about Israel than about the United States of America. But the candidates are just desperate for anything to talk about that isn't the issues that really affect all Americans. And setting a new low in there is a GOP Senate candidate by the name of Murdoch, who has basically set a new record for lunacy here, saying that if women are raped and they become pregnant from the rape, it's something that God intended. And therefore, when they talk about prohibiting abortion, this guy says we should not allow abortion even in case of rape, because if there's a baby there, that's what God wanted. And you don't want to go up against the will of God. And I really don't know if this guy really thinks that or not, or he's just trying to draw focus away from those issues that we're all really worried about, which is the economy imploding, Europe dissolving, and of course this agenda for a century of war to conquer the rest of the world and make them come back and worship the dollar the way they used to. So it's just kind of a weird thing here, and when they start saying God wants this and God wants that, we're heading into a world of hurt, because civil governments, when they get things messed up so bad they can't fix it, they start blaming God or somebody else. That's kind of where we are right now. So I'm sorry, but a God who says that a woman who gets raped ought to become pregnant, and that's not a God that I really could feel any respect for, or certainly no inclination to worship. That's like saying it's God's will that those little boys are getting molested up in the choir loft here. It's kind of a sick image of God, if you ask me. That kind of suffering here. Now, speaking of GOP and rape, apparently a Republican activist who was charged with raping five women has committed suicide. So, okay. And if those women got pregnant, I guess they'd say, well, that's just God's will. Amazing, amazing stuff. Okay. Donald Trump has finally come out with his scandal that he was going to release about Obama that was going to be an election changer. I thought he was going to fan up that whole birth certificate again. But apparently somebody has found documents showing that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama were considering a divorce at some point in their past. And seems to be much ado about nothing. In fact, if Donald Trump thought this was going to harm Obama's chances for re-election, I think it may have backfired, because certainly from the man's point of view, I think it improves Barack Obama's image. You know, his taste in women isn't quite as bad as we thought it was. So I think this one's going to backfire on him on that one. And again, I think it's just Donald Trump is trying to get attention in the media. He misses the days when everything he did was headline news. It's the Donald is this and the Donald is that. And he tried to run for president, and everybody was laughing at him, and they're still laughing at him again. He's kind of starting to remind me of these really old rock stars who can't do what they used to do, but they still want to get out there and say, I used to be a hottie. And I think that's what Donald's kind of – he's become a parody of himself. We'll want to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently somebody was confused listening to my show. Trump had nothing to do with Obama and Michelle's potential breakup. He just found documents, basically. And, that's it. It's just he dug up these divorce papers where they were considering splitting up, and that's it. And he seems to think this is a big deal. Wait a minute. Somebody just sent me... Okay, apparently he is bringing up the birth certificate controversy again. And Donald, you're walking into a trap. You're walking into a trap because we already know what the story with the birth certificate is. Barack Obama was born out of wedlock. The White House has now acknowledged that. And back at, in that period of history, and I think still to this very day, if you are born out of wedlock and your mother then marries, it is a common practice to reissue a birth certificate with the name of your new name, basically is what it is. It's not a big deal. Barack Obama's real father is Frank Marshall Davis, who was a natural-born U.S. citizen, served in World War II, went to college here on the University of Hawaii, paid for it by being a nude photographer and part-time pornographer, and Barack's mom was one of his models. And it was the swinging 60s, the summer of love, followed by the autumn of gonorrhea. And these things happen. Obama's a love child. That's all there is to it. And what's going to happen is Obama is going to grab this, and he's going to just milk it for all the sympathy he can get. Going to get up there and shame those Republicans who talk about family values and all the rest of that stuff, except that GOP guy who just killed himself after raping five women. You know, how dare you drag my mother's youthful indiscretions before the eyes of the world? I wasn't even alive back then. How can you try and use that to tarnish me? And he'll ride the tide of sympathy into a second term. And the race is so close, you know, Obama's going to do everything he can. And if Donald Trump really thinks he's harming Obama, he's walked into a big old bear trap. Romney did it earlier in the year. Or maybe Donald Trump is trying to do Obama a favor in expectation of some kind of payoff or something. But this birth certificate nonsense has gone on way, way, way too long. And this idea about they were going to get a divorce, who cares? It's desperation on the cusp of madness. All righty, here we go. So, let's see. U.S. presidential debate summary. Israel, 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 Israel. And that's absolutely true, especially this last one. They talk about Israel more than they talk about the United States of America. And it's always, I've got Israel's back, including militarily, and we've got this, and we've got that. And they don't talk about what's going on here in the United States of America. They don't talk about the collapsing infrastructure. They don't talk about the oil still flowing into the Gulf of Mexico. They don't talk about the failure of the irrigation system out in the Midwest, which is a big part of this so-called drought and food shortage. They can't talk about that because they don't know how to fix it. All they know how to do is, oh, we will support Israel. We will send money to Israel. We will send weapons to Israel. We'll send your children to die in Israel's wars. And that really, it's kind of a national shame and a national disgrace to see all of our politicians up there trying to outdo each other on who can kiss Israel's, you know, butt harder than the other one. You know, who can use a little more tongue and kind of swirl it around there with a certain degree of artistry. And it's insulting to Americans to have to watch that by our so-called government. Anyway, Romney is promising that if he's elected, he will militarily support Israel, meaning your kids get blown up in wars on Israel's enemies. And there never really was a debate about anything substantive, because on all the substantive issues, Romney and Obama are in agreement. They're going to invade Iran because they need to complete the conquest of the oil-producing nations to shackle them all back to the dollar. They're always going to support Israel because both of them are bought and paid for by Israel. They're both going to suck up to Wall Street. And those are the things that affect all of our lives. So they're going to go back and forth about abortion and rape and illegal immigrants. And they're trying to basically make the election all about these fringe issues. And just when you look at how hard the corporate media is working to distract you from those core issues, like with this bozo out there saying that if you become pregnant from rape, it's God's will and you shouldn't get rid of the baby. That's a nonsensical thing to say. But they're desperate to take you off focus, take you off the idea that both of these candidates are complete sellouts to those powers that have destroyed what used to be the greatest nation on earth. Wall Street, military-industrial complex, security-industrial complex, Israel. They're all standing around like merchants, quarreling over the carcass of a dead animal. Who gets the biggest piece here? I want this piece. I want that piece. It's not quite dead. It's still twitching. And it feels the pain of being carved up by these special interests here. Meanwhile, down in Arizona, renewed attention has been brought to these robocalls that are going to Spanish-speaking voters, telling them that Election Day is November 8th. I'd say at least two official documents. Okay, these are pamphlets, not robocalls. I'm confusing this with another story. Two official documents created by the Maricopa County Recorder's Office inform Spanish-speaking voters in Arizona that the election is on November 8th. So if it's two different documents, that's not a mistake. That's intent to suppress the Spanish vote. Gee, I wonder which party would benefit from that one. Apparently on the documents that were bilingual, and this is the giveaway right here, On the Spanish language side of the pamphlet, it listed November 8th as the election day, but on the flip side, in English, had the correct November 6th date. You can't tell me that's an accident. This is deliberately put out there to suppress the Spanish vote, which is going to be predominantly Democratic. Apparently, some 2,000 of these pamphlets went out. Now, last night, we were getting the story about this Louisiana woman who was the victim of a racist attack. She's a black girl, and she was found hideously burned next to her car, and KKK was scratched on the car. I didn't even think those guys were around outside of movie crews. And she said these guys in white hoods doused her with lighter fluid and set her on fire and scratched KKK on the car. And already we were seeing Obama's people saying that we've got the race card. We can play the race card. Racial tension has come back. We've got to have Obama stand up there and scream about, you know, taking care of the black people and stopping the KKK and everything. Well, it turns out it's another hoax. Got a little out of control. Apparently the girl didn't think the lighter fluid was going to burn quite as... energetically as it did. But basically, the FBI has said it's her DNA and fingerprints on the can of lighter fluid and on the lighter. They didn't find anybody else. It's another fake hate crime hoax. It seems to be an epidemic situation. You know, people desperate for attention or desperate for it to be in the media or any of that stuff. And they go out and they fake a hate crime. And we've seen it with all these so-called anti-Semitic hate crimes, you know, where people paint swastikas on their own dorm room doors and they say, oh, the Nazis are coming for us. And it's how public opinion gets manipulated. And when you see these horrific crimes, especially this close to an election, the first thing you should think is it's a publicity stunt. Now, in this case, the girl apparently miscalculated. She thought she was just going to, you know, have a few red spots and some burn marks on her clothing, and apparently the fire got out of control and she's really kind of hurt. And that's terrible. I don't know, maybe a Darwin Award nominee here. But seriously, there's no question. It's a hoax. She made it up. And everybody who was screaming, you know, the racism is back in the United States of America. No, it isn't. We have just another one of these hoaxes by another person who is so saturated with the idea that you are not a human being until you're on the TV news that they're desperate enough to try these kind of things. That's one of the downsides of our media society. This idea that until you see yourself on TV or on a movie screen that you really don't amount to much in this world. And some people are so desperate to get on TV, they'll do some really dumb things. And you don't need me to tell you that. Look at all these reality shows. People are going out. They're setting themselves up to really get hurt, doing insane stunts and being made to look foolish, but hey, I'm on TV. I'm a real human being. I'm on TV. And, you know, that's, you can't value yourself that way. You can't let the TV networks and the corporate media tell you whether you're a real human being or not. You got to decide that for yourself. Because if you don't believe you're a real human being, seeing yourself on TV isn't going to improve the situation all that much. So, anyway, another hoax. Now, we are continuing to see articles appear in the wake of the IMF's announcement that private central banking has to go away, fractional reserve banking has to go away, and the only way to save the global economy is to go back to government-issued value-based currency. And we're seeing articles come out here. There was one, and we reprised it today, from the Economic Collapse blog, basically saying, what if we adopt a system where the banks did not create our money? And they're proposing it like it's a new idea, but it isn't. We had a system like that when the United States was started. We had a system where the government created its own currency, spent it into circulation, it powered commerce without accruing interest to a private banker, and was taxed back to balance the system. But the bankers hate that. The bankers can't stand the idea of anybody on planet Earth doing anything where the bankers don't get a piece of the action. You give us a piece of the action. You give us a piece of the action, and something bad going to happen to you. Got an example of that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Four. $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How do we stop this evil from moving forward? Dehumanizing, are we supposed to hate? How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return and numbs us to the murder of innocence? As we try to run away from the constant nightmares of the dead and the dying.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're seeing more and more writers. Now that the IMF has legitimized the idea of questioning the underlying principles of private central banking, we're seeing more and more articles come out and saying, yeah, it's time for a change here. And so we're seeing this article, what if we adopted a system where the banks did not create our money? Well, we've had such a system before. It's the system the United States of America was founded on, and it made this nation great until the money junkies bribed a U.S. Congress and a U.S. president to sell the American people back into slavery to the very same sort of banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. Now, somebody sent me an interesting quote. Apparently, at one point, Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin was asked what would happen if the Canadian government started to issue its own currency rather than borrow from private banks, and he replied, "I'd be dead before morning." And we've certainly seen enough of that here in the United States of America with the attempt on Andrew Jackson's life and the assassinations of Lincoln and Kennedy, all of which seem to have had a financial dimension to them. Meanwhile, this idea of conquering the world and forcing it all back into worship of the dollar is failing miserably. Because one by one, the Asian countries are already abandoning the U.S. dollar for the Chinese yuan. Now, it's one thing for the U.S. government to go out and invade and conquer these Middle Eastern oil nations. But the U.S. cannot conquer all of Asia, certainly cannot conquer China. And as more and more nations move away from the dollar, being in control of the oil isn't going to cut it. Because the dollar is going to become worthless. The oil nations themselves are going to say, why should we take these dollars? Nobody will take them from us. We can't buy anything with them. None of the other countries on earth will accept them in payment for anything. And you, the United States of America, don't grow or manufacture anything anymore that we care to import. Your manufactured goods fall apart. Your weapons don't work, like that F-35 that can't land on a carrier because they've got the hook in the wrong place relative to the main landing gear, or the F-22 that still asphyxiates its pilots. And nobody wants our GMO agricultural products. So, the reality is that the agenda of conquering the world and forcing them back onto the dollar is not going very well. In fact, they're losing that one. Now, as you're probably aware, the stock market took a major dump yesterday. Today, it's kind of pulling about even. And I imagine we're probably looking at the plunge protection team doing what it is that they do, again, so that Obama can try and salvage his chances for a second term in the election, which is 13 days away. And the reason I know it's manipulation is very, very simple. Yesterday, when the drop was going down, they said it was because of all these earnings reports that were coming out that were horrible. The economy is slowing down again. Orders for new goods and services are just dropped off. All these major companies are reporting major, major drop in their earnings forecasts. And 24 hours later, we're supposed to forget that was the reason for the market was going down. And now the market has stabilized? No. The reality of yesterday of these profit outlooks being negative, it still applies today. There's no reason for the market to have stopped dropping other than intervention. We know that the high-frequency computer traders routinely are gaming the market in order to keep the bank solvent. It's really what it comes down to. If there is a major stock market crash, the too big to fail banks are going to fail. But analysts are saying over at CNBC that the stock market could lose all of the gains from the last 3 years, which is not that out of question because I would say, again, because of the plunge protection team and the high-speed frequency trading, the gains of the last 3 years are mostly an illusion. And the market is hideously overvalued, and that means that high-soaring Dow is an illusion. And there's nothing underneath it to support it except high-frequency trading and intervention, covert and otherwise here. Now, when the market is as overvalued as it is today, and right now it's more overvalued than it was in 1929, at the first hint of a major sell-off, those stock prices are going to go all the way down until the value of the underlying stock supports the price. And the more overvalued the market is, the bigger the drop is going to be. And when that big sell-off happens, the first people to sell, they'll get their money back. And that means the high-frequency traders who are going to get in there and get their sales in there as quickly as possible. And everybody else has to wait 5 or 10 minutes to find out what's going on before they can make their decision to sell. And by the time they do that, it's really going to be all over. And those impressive-looking numbers on your broker report, that's all they are, impressive-looking numbers. So it is a very horrible way to have run the market, but it's being run the way the money junkies want it to be run. And I think if you go back over the last 100 years and you look at the deterioration of the American nation, it all goes back to the private central bank and the money junkies just gaming the system for wealth. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Working 2 jobs ends, never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I did have some criticism of your program and your commentary of the current events on your website and your news radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that allowable?
Yeah, as long as you don't resort to profanity.
Okay. I've just noticed... You know, it just seems like you're involved in a typical strategy of people. Like, are you familiar with travel writers, the genre of travel writers? A lot of times they'll go around the world, and their travels are real boring. And so what they do is they make stuff up, and they sensationalize their travels to try to make it more interesting.
Okay, Tom, do you have a specific complaint, or are you just here to try and cast doubt?
I'm going right into what you were just commenting on today about the economic news. Really is kind of boring. The dollar has been fluctuating in a narrow range for 2012 between 84 and 91 on the chart.
Which chart is that?
The dollar chart. It's just a chart they have called the dollar. It just trades on a chart.
Okay, and trading against what? I mean, Tom, you can talk about charts and everything, but I think everybody listening to this show understands they're being paid less salary, less wages, costs of everything are going up, gas is going up, food is going up. Every time Bernanke turns on that printing press for more quantitative easing, we, the people, are losing real purchasing power. And but I think if you look around at the deteriorated infrastructure of this country...
That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Sensationalizing the economic news is kind of boring.
You know something, Tom? Well, if it's boring, why are you listening? Why don't you go over and listen to another host here, all right? Thank you very much. Obvious seminar caller in this case. I know what's going on here, and so do you. The bankers are getting very nervous that the game is up. And no doubt, because they do have all this money, they're going to hire all these public relations firms and these shills to go on out and say, no, really, there's nothing to worry about. The economy is just fine. Just go on doing what you do. Just go on working and giving us your money and all will be well. No, it isn't. I don't think I'm sensationalizing the economic realities of this country at all, or the fact that the Federal Reserve and world wars seem to have come into existence at the same time. If anything, I try and avoid over-sensationalizing the problem. But things are not good. And so when somebody calls in and says, well, according to this very fancy little chart we've got here, everything is okay. He didn't even know whose chart it was or what it was supposed to be representing. He just says, oh, it's fluctuating between 80 and 84. 80 and 84 what? It's basically a referral to authority. This authority with a fancy chart says everything is okay, and I believe them as a loyal American. Well, I don't. I'm a fancy chart heretic. I'm a banker heretic. I'm a corporate media and government heretic. I don't believe as I am told to believe any longer because common sense has prevailed. Alrighty, getting back to the situation and the fact that contrary to Tom, most people do not think things are going very good. Apparently, business confidence here in the United States of America and the Eurozone has fallen for the sixth straight month. And again, looking at those earnings forecasts that triggered yesterday's drop in the stock market, the economy is slowing down again. Consumer demand is slowing down again, which is going into the Christmas shopping season is a disaster for retail. And it signals we're on the verge of a new recession. And it's not sensationalistic to say that. We know that shipping has slowed down. We know the Baltic Dry Index, the measure of raw materials, has slowed down. Those are signs of a renewed or second dip or continuance thereof of a recession. And the only way out of this is, as the IMF says, it is time for the private central banks to go. It is a failed experiment from the point of view of the people of the world. It's great for the bankers. They've been running this scam for 1,000 years that money can only come from a bank borrowed at interest. And it's always a pyramid scheme, and it always drowns the subject population or nation in unpayable amounts of debt in order to make them slaves. And there are other ways to run an economy. That's why when the United States of America fought a revolution to be free of the Bank of England, they said, we're going to try something a little different here. We're going to have the government issue the currency. And it worked really well, which is why almost immediately the banking clans in Europe tried to subvert it, buy it, invade it, conquer it, shoot anybody who stood in their way. Remember when Abraham Lincoln started issuing his greenbacks to fund the Civil War, and the financial press in Europe said, we can't have this. If Lincoln is allowed to go on having his government issue currency, it's going to destroy all the banking families of Europe. All the royalty will be destroyed financially because they're tied in with the banking system. It cannot be allowed. All the best and brightest minds of Europe will flock to America for the new economic freedom. You know, because when you're in the business of slavery, the one thing you can't tolerate is for anybody to be free anywhere in the world. That's what's going on over here. Judge Napolitano is out there pointing out the rather interesting thing that the same government that told J.P. Morgan to buy Bear Stearns is now suing J.P. Morgan over what Bear Stearns was doing. It's always just what looks good for the next couple of weeks, and nobody's really thinking long term here. Now, MF Global, of course, is still going through their whole court situation. Corzine is now trying to basically get himself off the hook for the vanishing of sequestered money from MF Global by saying that he himself purchased 50,000 shares of MF Global earlier on in the year, proving that he thought the company was going to pull together. Well, it may very well be that Corzine bought the 50,000 shares to basically proclaim, see, I have confidence in my own company, because people were already starting to ask questions back then. But they're just grasping at straws to get this thing going. We got a caller on the line, Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Scott, are you there?
Mike, okay. I just want to do some criticizing for that gentleman. I'm not going to throw any darts, but, you know, let's live in the old little mohole. Okay, the bottom line is this, Mike. You got these people are being fed dog vomit. And what I mean by that is turn the TV on and get the junk thrown down your throat. Read the newspapers, get the junk thrown down your throat. Listen to some of the radio stations, get your dog vomit down your throat. It's like we talked about this in the past, Brother Mike.
Yes.
What did Hitler do, folks? What did Stalin do? They dumbed their people down so they don't even see when they look in the mirror. And this is a prime example of a gentleman that is not doing his proper homework to see through the truth.
Yeah, he's a useful idiot.
The truth will set you free, and it affects people. That, and he has his right to criticize. I'm not going to say that's his thing. But the bottom line is, you had him in a stumble block because he couldn't have any conclusion on what he was talking about.
Well, when he starts coming in and starts equating our show with travel writers wanting to sensationalize boring travel destinations, you know, very obviously that's a classic sign of propaganda. He can't talk about the actual issues, so we're going to go off into this other little fuzzy thing and say, you're just being sensationalistic. You know, and quite the contrary, we're not. Again, it's always about the money. The reason World War II happened is when the Nazis came to power in Germany, the first thing they did was they kicked out the private central bank that had kept the German people in poverty and starvation, and they issued a government currency based on a unit of labor, a unit of value, and Germany's economy lit up, and it was called the German Miracle. And Time magazine made Adolf Hitler their man of the year for the amazing turnaround in Germany's economy. And, of course, for all those nations still enslaved to private central banks, this was the death knell. And even Winston Churchill was saying, if we don't start a war with Germany now, their industrial and economic might will be overwhelming in a couple of years.
Well, that's right, Mike. And you made a great point there. And the thing is if a guy would wake up and see what's going over there with the European, like Spain and Greece and Turkey, you're talking a country going broke. This isn't a city. And I'll leave it at this one more thing, Mike. I'll tell you, yeah. I'll back it with this. I got a buddy that I was listening to yesterday. He said he was driving down the road 50 miles an hour, and he had to ride away to two stops on each side, okay? A chick in a car pulled out in the middle of the intersection and stopped. And guess what? He saw it right away. He's coming up, and here she is texting. And he put the brakes on, and you know what? She looked up and gave him a dirty look and went down the road. That's what we're talking about, folks. You got to listen to Mike. You got to listen to these guys that are awake. Brother Scott said awake that have been... You remember, Mike, I've been calling you for years. I've been on the trail of this just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just disturbing to see these people that if they don't wake up, they're going to walk right out in the road like dumb ducks and get hit. And I don't mean that to be bad, but I'll just leave it at that, Mike, and thanks for taking my call, brother.
All right, you're absolutely right. But we need to understand also that as the bankers come to understand that we, the people of the world, recognize that our enemy isn't Al-Qaeda or the Muslims or the blacks or the whites or the plaid or the striped or whatever. When we come to understand that it is these private central banks that are the enemy of all humankind, they're going to be afraid. They have a history of killing people who don't agree with them, who oppose their very predatory enslavement of the world's population through unpayable debt and this pyramid scheme banking system, and they're going to fight back. And we already know that when the Occupy movement started, the Wall Street firms were spending millions and millions of dollars on public relations firms to go out and infiltrate Occupy, to infiltrate the alternative media, to go on out there and say basically what this caller earlier in the day said. No, really, everything's okay. Everything's just really fine. Trust me, I have a funny little chart over here and a number that says everything is really fine. And they want you to basically shut your eyes to what is going on around you, the crumbling roads, the collapsing bridges, irrigation that doesn't work, flood control that doesn't work, all the things that our nation used to be able to do that it can't do any longer. And they want you to believe in this fancy little chart and this little number that they're going to put out there to tell you everything is okay. And with that, we're going to go to Bob in North Carolina. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Just a real quick comment about the fellow that called in about the dollar index.
Yes.
He's right that the index has traded in a very narrow range for the last two or three years. But what the dollar index is a measure. It's a geometric mean weight against, like, the euro, the yen, the pound sterling, the Canadian dollar, Swedish krona, and Swiss franc. So if the dollar index stays the same, everything else can go to hell in a handbasket, and the dollar index still looks healthy. But it's only a mirror image of those other currencies and not at all a measure of the health of this country.
Basically, it means they're all going down together at the same rate.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Werner in Canada. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. One point the last caller just brought up, you know, when everything else around it there is sinking, then basically one currency still looks like it is floating on top of the water. We had about the same situation here when I was following up a few years ago here in Canada, where they said, our economic situation is good, you know, and our relation to the American dollar, you know. And but at the same time, when I was comparing about the relation to when I came here 40-some years ago and I exchanged German mark for Canadian dollar, the exchange rate was somewhere around $4 to 1, you know. But in the meantime, it over the next two or three decades, it went down to about $1.50, you know, to 1. And they still thought, you know, our currency is sound. But as I say, the way things are, it's all interconnected, and everything is going down. But this was the main reason why I called. Mike, I wished, you know, you got a lot of good things on your program. You give a lot of good information. But do some homework about the history, about the National Socialists, and about what happened when they came to power. What was the situation in Germany? It was the same situation in the United States, because you people here in North America, you have been procrastinating now since the early 1930s and have kept pushing the problem ahead. Now you're catching up with the very same problem Germany had to deal with in the late 20s and early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
This should be considered as soon as the National Socialists, the greatest assets they considered was the productivity of its people.
Yes.
This is what they marshaled up. And within a few years, there were no more unemployed people. Everybody had enough to eat. And they tried to put the productive equipment, the productive potential of the people on as broad a base as possible, except when it came to big industries that only could be done with big capital. But when it...
No, you're absolutely right. But what made that possible was abolishing the private central bank that had been imposed on Germany as part of the Treaty of Versailles. And that's what gave Germany the freedom to grow as an economic power, and that's what made them such a threat to the rest of the world's banks. And that's why in 1933, the global banking cartel declared a boycott against Germany to destroy this new economy before it gave bad ideas to the rest of the world.
And we have been dealing with this situation ever since. When you look, for example, at what happened in Libya, what's just about to happen, and we hope not, in Iran, and so, and the constant, you know, sanctions and so against Venezuela, anybody who wants to opt out of this conspiracy and wants to get out of the influence of this criminal entity, the world banking system, has to be ground into the ground to pieces.
You're absolutely right. Their nation gets smashed into pieces and their leaders get murdered in horrible, dramatic fashion. It's to send a warning to the rest of the world's leaders. Do not stand up to private central banks or we'll wreck your nation and we'll murder you in full view of the world in the most humiliating manner possible, which is what they did to Gaddafi. And that's really what it is. The private central banking system is a global criminal enterprise. It has held us in its slavery grip for 100 years in the United States of America, actually earlier than that when you have the first and second banks of the United States of America. And it is time for it to go away. Even the IMF is saying it's had its day. It's time to bring it to an end. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Thanks for the call, Werner. When we come back, more calls on the line waiting for us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Dave in California. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'd like to know if you'd like to hear about my jury duty adventure.
If we can keep it brief, we only have about 4 minutes in this segment.
Yeah, it was a civil case. They brought me in, brought us all in, gave us a 9-page questionnaire. I started to fill out the questionnaire. The questions started getting quite personal as to which newspapers I read, which clubs I belong to, and things like that, and even asking what all my family members do. I decided to write confidential on all these things. This is my private information. Well, of course, the judge brings me into her chambers, threatens to imprison me if I don't fill this form out correctly. Told me to come back to court at 1 o'clock. Of course, I went and talked to an attorney friend of mine during the break, and as I came back into court, I realized my attorney told me that I have no rights whatsoever to privacy in this situation. And yes, they can imprison me through the length of the trial.
Yeah, the reason for the reason for all of these questions when you're in a jury situation, because I've been through the same thing myself, they the prosecutors want to be able to basically pick a jury that will just go along with what they're being told. That's, you know, if you want to get out of jury duty, you know, anywhere that you can on the questionnaire, just say student of jury nullification. They'll kick you right out of that building as fast as they can.
They
want to cherry pick the jury to get the result they want.
Absolutely. My point was is that I have less rights in that courtroom as a juror than everybody else in the entire courtroom,
including the defendant.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? Yeah, I was threatened to be put in jail.
All righty. Well, it's a very bizarre situation, but the problem is too many Americans know about jury nullification. Too many Americans have come to understand that just because somebody broke the law doesn't mean you have to convict them. If you in your heart feel the law is wrong or there are extenuating circumstances, you can say, let him go. You know, he had good reason to do what he did. And they're seeing a lot of that, more of these tax cases, as more and more Americans become aware of the fact that the 16th Amendment was never actually ratified. And the Supreme Court in Stanton versus Baltic Mining said that even if the 16th Amendment had been ratified, it did not actually give Congress any new taxing authority because it did not repeal the earlier constitutional prohibition on a direct income tax. And so, as Americans come to understand they can't trust the court system or the judges or the lawyers, they're starting to think for themselves, and horror of horrors, we can't have juries thinking for themselves. They might acquit the innocent or refuse to convict the guilty or something like that. And so that's why all these questionnaires have come along. There are lawyers who specialize in nothing other than tailoring juries to suit the prosecution. It makes a mockery of this whole jury system where it's supposed to just be 12 randomly selected people who are going to judge the case on its merits, and the court system now makes you fill out that questionnaire. You have to answer truthfully and all those things, and they will cherry pick the jurors that will give them the result they want, and it makes a mockery of the whole system. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. Dave, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go here. We'll be right back.